time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello, all you foodies out there, and welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio.
History.
Ever and ever.
And ever.
Nancy and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but be careful. You may gain weight just by listening.
Baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
My lip is quivering up on the top. Let it be my teddy bear. Okay, this segment is Out of Hibernation. Spring has sprung. Tra-la, 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 tra-la.
It has. How come I still see snow out there? half of the mornings I wake up, there's still snow out there. What the heck is going on?
I think it's your imagination. I think your dandruff got out of control.
No. It's ridiculous. Anywho, the daffodils are trying to poke their heads out of the ground.
They are trying.
With little earmuffs on.
Yeah.
And we are all poking our heads out from behind our masks.
Yeah, but I have to wear a little nose warmer because it's still cold out there.
Hopefully this will be for good this time.
The masks?
I'm over them.
I am too.
We felt like Mama and Papa Bear coming out of hibernation as we left our cave one sunny day with bear-sized appetites.
Growl. I heard your stomach growling in the morning.
Yes, it was. Well, the first thing we had to do was go to the bank and get a loan so we can fill up the gas tank of the Minimobile.
Oh, gosh. Damn, gas prices are ridiculous.
Are you kidding me?
I know. Really? And we take premium in both our cars.
I know.
That's over $5 a gallon.
I know. It's sad because, like, we want to go to the casino, say, in Iowa.
Yeah.
And it costs us more in gas to get there and back than we bet out there.
Well, it's going to be a lot more because we aren't going to be able to bet much at all.
I figured
that the other time you filled up 3/4 of a tank of your car was $55.
Yep.
We take a tank and a half to get there and back.
I know. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we're on our soapbox again.
We are on.
I digress.
We have been getting on our soapbox a lot. I think we're getting old.
I think we're getting old and cranky.
Yeah.
Anywho, second thing on our list is to get Mama Bear, who has been cooking all winter long. That's you, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I want to get you out of the kitchen, and last but not least, to satisfy my Papa Bear appetite.
Don't I satisfy your appetite when I'm in the kitchen cooking for you?
Well, I just want to get you out of the kitchen.
Oh.
Because that's the kind of guy I am.
Oh, you're such a nice guy.
All right. Luckily, on our way to the bank, we remembered a new restaurant that we put on our list to review.
Mm-hmm.
In keeping with our bear theme, I get it, we're professionals, we decided to try the Honeyberry Cafe in Hoffman Estates.
It's Honeyberry, so you know, it's not B-E-A-R, but that's what we're going by, bears.
Work with me here, okay?
I know. I just want to let people know that that's what we wanted to go by is the Bears.
Well,
it was either Elvis Presley or it was Winnie the Pooh singing, Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh.
You know, I actually don't know who's worse.
Oh, come off it. This restaurant is a large bear-sized den in the Poplar Prairie Stone Crossing Shopping Center.
It's a big name for a shopping center.
I know.
Wow.
And it's just as big as your beer-sized appetite today. The inside decor is similar to most of the newer brunch cafes. It is a large open concept eatery with a white and gray color palette. It features modern booths and tables, which complete the wake-me-up feel after our long hibernation.
If you've been going to any breakfast places that have been, you know, redecorated or just opened up, they all basically look the same now.
Now they do. I just went to another one yesterday with my friend, a brand new one. We're going to have to try and review sometime.
Yeah.
And the same thing. It looks just the same as all the other ones.
It's all modern, white and gray and black. Yeah, they all look the same.
It looks fresh and clean when it's like white and gray. It's just, I don't know, just, I like it.
It took a while to peruse their huge menu.
Yeah, it was a big one.
Honeyberry offers an array of brunch selections along with fresh juices and smoothies, specialty coffees, and breakfast-themed cocktails. You got to love a breakfast-themed cocktail.
Yeah, you do. you got to.
They offer an abundance of these cocktails, such as, well, Bloody Mary. That's no big deal.
Yeah, no, but?
But it's got bacon, cheese, celery, olives, and a pickle. Ooh,
bacon in there.
That sounds good. Ooh, that does sound good.
Yes, it does.
Also included is their cinnamon roll cocktail.
I
would almost be tempted to try that.
But I can't drink on an empty stomach. I'd be standing up on the tables dancing.
Okay, well, that would make a great review. And last but not least, their ever-popular Rise and Shine, which contains a good wake-me-up dose of tequila.
Oh, tequila and I just don't get along.
No, your body rejects tequila.
Yeah, it does.
that's a story for another day.
Yes. Jim, being Jim, as usual, found something under family favorites. Now, family. That's kind of like plural, family, compared to you, singular. That indeed could feed a family.
I'm part of the family.
Yeah, but you eat like you're just that person in a family.
It was bad.
Oh, God, it was. And when I went to this place with my friends after bowling, my one friend looked at me and said, "Did you see this sandwich? It's a death trap." I said, "That's the one Jim ate."
Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Okay, go on. Okay. Continue.
He went with the back-to-bed sandwich for $15. This was two eggs over easy, ham, sausage, bacon, and cheddar cheese, drizzled with maple syrup, all stacked high on French toast. Now,
I guess that was kind of bad, wasn't it?
And the French toast isn't a piece of bread type of French toast. It's like the Texas type toast where it's thick, sliced. Yeah, that's pretty bad. This was served, believe it or not, not like that's not enough. Hash browns. Uh-huh. And if that wasn't enough, two pancakes on the side.
I didn't expect the pancakes.
Wow.
I know.
What arrived from the kitchen was a picture perfect entree. That tasted as good as it looked.
See?
It did.
I'm telling you.
I looked at that thing on the plate and I said, "Don't eat it. It's too pretty." That was the one. We should have taken our cameras out on our phones, taken a picture and put it on Facebook.
Oh, I hate when people
do
that. I know,
but did anybody ever put a picture like that on? It's beautiful.
After I did eat it, though, I did want to go back to bed.
Well, and you only ate half of it.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm getting old.
You are. The side of pancakes was fluffy with crispy edges. That kind. I was eating them on you. And the portion.
That's why I order all the big stuff.
Oh, forget
you. Because you need half of it.
No, I don't. The portion was truly beer-sized. Just for you.
It was really good.
The moron in my life.
You know, and know what made it so good? Because you get all this good stuff, this like this salty stuff, and then you pour sweet maple syrup all over everything.
Oh, sweet and salty.
Oh, it was so good.
When I saw it, I was sitting there looking at it. I'm like, wow, does that look cool? It was the cheddar cheese that was melted on the side coming out.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was the egg. The egg didn't break until you cut it open. Because you couldn't lift that sandwich up.
No, that was a knife and fork sandwich.
You betcha it was.
Nancy, who is not a big fan of breakfast, saw an exciting chicken salad sandwich for $14.
Why are you saying exciting? You say that when I have a turkey club.
This is the next best thing to a turkey club.
Wow.
But actually, this was pretty good. This was all white meat chicken mixed with almonds, apples, celery, and cranberries, served with lettuce and tomato on whole wheat toast.
Yuck.
So you were healthy.
Yuck.
You didn't like the whole wheat. No, you didn't like the whole wheat toast.
No.
You're not a big fan of anything healthy.
I took care of it. Don't worry. Go on. Go on.
This comes with either a side of fruit or fries. And, of course, she chose the fries. But Nancy, being Nancy, had to have it her way.
Of course I did.
Yeah. She nixed the whole wheat toast because it's healthy grain for you. And
like that. I don't like that.
Substituted a flour tortilla and thereby turning it into a wrap.
Uh-huh.
How about that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
When the waitress brought over her plate, she remarked, "That looks delicious. I think I would enjoy that more than the whole wheat sandwich." Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. See that? You're a trendsetter.
I am, and I think she was going to have that for her lunch that day. She kind of mentioned later on that she's probably going to take and have that for her lunch.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
It was good. But to wrap this up, this was a very tasty sandwich wrap. Don't hate me.
Well, I only ate your pancakes for one reason. And I was eating them because you couldn't eat anymore. Those French fries again. And I don't want to get on my soapbox.
Oh, here we go. That's right. They
were. But they had all that garbage on the outside of them that makes them extra crispy. But I want my extra crispy French fries double dipped in oil, not have cornstarch all over them.
Right. It was a cornstarch outside, mashed potato inside French fries.
Yeah. So
it's
what I did.
Crispy for 2 years.
I nixed the French fries then, and I ate your pancakes instead, and I took half of my wrap home.
But I was still hungry.
No, you weren't. The price for our spring fling was $39.10. Coming out of hibernation, priceless.
Oh, let me be, oh, let him be your teddy bear.
Your teddy bear.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
FYI, this handicap is restaurant accessible.
I like that.
Take two. This restaurant is handicap accessible.
In conclusion, this honey of a cafe is a welcome addition to our breakfast arsenal. We both took home doggy bags for another meal.
We should keep track of how many bad bear puns we had in this whole thing. It was about half a dozen.
Oh, yeah, the den. Oh, yeah. I didn't bring up that my sandwich was too cold, your food was too hot, and this was just right. I didn't do that, at least. Okay. I'm glad I didn't do that, see?
Thank goodness you didn't do that.
So, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
Well, my meal actually looked too pretty to eat.
It did. Honestly.
But I forced myself.
Yeah, of course you did.
And I was glad I did.
I know.
It was good.
You were just picking out.
What's your take, Tooks?
I kept sneaking forkfuls of Jim's pancakes.
Aha! Uh-huh.
They were really good. They really were, because I like the crispy edges.
Uh-huh.
And they're fluffy on the inside. They were really good.
Uh-huh.
I especially love the crispy edges. That was the best kind of pancake, when they crisp the edges. Usually they're just fluffy. Everything's just fluffy. When you crisp those edges, yum. They remind me of your surprise pancakes you make at home.
Oh, I should get my recipe for surprise pancakes.
Someday you will.
It'll be a surprise. Well, give them the particulars, Poopsie.
Honeyberry Cafe, 2708 North Sutton Road, Hoffman Estates, 60192. Phone number is 847-619-0333. The website is www.honeyberrycafe.com. The directions: take Route 47 South to I-90 East to Route 59 North. Turn left into the shopping center. The estimated travel time is about 19 minutes on a good day.
That's in the shopping center on 59 and 72, correct?
Exactly. And it's not the South Barrington Arboretum.
No.
It's the Hoffman Estates side.
Which means that the prices are about half the price.
Exactly. So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
Let me check.
The mail is here!
Ooh.
Thank you, homie. Yes, we did get a letter. We've been getting a lot of letters lately.
We have been getting a lot. I can't believe how many we got. We've got listeners.
Wow.
It's amazing.
I know.
We're getting to be celebrities.
The mighty 101 charges on.
You betcha. 0.5.
101.5.
Uh-huh.
101 and a half.
Exactly.
Anyway, we did get a letter from Margaret. And I won't read the whole letter, but she's asking us to do reviews about fish fries.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I would do them.
Yeah.
But it would kill him.
Well, the only problem with doing fish fries is I am deathly allergic to fish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my throat constricts and I swell up like the Michelin Man. I just keel over and die.
Boy, can't say anything because if something happens to you, I'll get arrested. But I did give you a fish oil pill one time in your pills. I mixed up the cup and you didn't die.
Yeah, accidentally.
Accidentally.
But no, I wish we could do fish fries because it's, you know, like a Midwest staple. But no, even me, if they're cooking fish in a restaurant and it smells like
if it's real fishy, you can't take it.
It'll kill me. I'll just die. So remember this.
Wait.
Remember this, people. If I turn up dead with a fishing pole in my hand, I'm just saying. Okay.
Well, you reacted when we even went to SeaWorld with the kids one time and you touched a beluga whale. Mm. You went and touched your eye. Your eye got, you looked really weird. You look like Igor on Young Frankenstein.
So I want to go on record and say, if I turn up mysteriously dead with a fish stick sticking out my nose. Okay. I'm just saying, so you know.
Gordon's fisherman.
Yeah. Our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppin', Easter's on its way. Bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay.
And hopping around our studio as we speak is our own little Nancy Cottontail.
Yeah, I'm wiggling my cottontail.
Nancy Cottontail, she's our little Easter bunny. And she is going to tell you about all different traditions and
whatever they do around the world.
Easter Bunny around the world, if you will. So take it away, Nancy Cottontail.
Isn't that what a bunny does?
I don't know.
I don't know neither. Okay.
I don't know what a bunny does. A bunny eats carrots and runs from Elmer Fudd. That's the only thing I know, buddy.
What's up, Doc? Did you know this about Easter?
Probably not. Tell me.
Hungary, sprinkling is a popular Hungarian Easter Monday tradition.
Sprinkling?
In which boys playfully sprinkle perfume, cologne, or water over a young woman's head and ask for a kiss.
Oh, yeah, that would really work out over here. Get you a fat lip.
And did you know?
Really?
Yes.
Throw cologne on a woman and ask for a kiss?
Sprinkle her with it.
Whatever.
People used to believe that water had a cleaning, healing, and fertility-inducing effect. That was in the cologne and in the perfumery.
All right. So I see a flaw in this plan.
What's that?
These young guys sprinkle cologne and water on a girl because they think that she stinks and dirty.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
In France.
Yes. Oh, got to be good.
Did you know the town of Haux? I don't know how to say French. Boy, that sounds really good.
Fish, when you speak French, you drive me wild.
A giant omelet is made with 4,500 eggs that feeds 1,000 people.
Really?
It's served up in the town's main square.
Really?
The story goes when Napoleon and his army were traveling through the south of France, they stopped in a small town and ate omelets.
Wow.
Napoleon liked this so much that he ordered the townspeople to gather their eggs and make a giant omelet for his army the next day.
Wow.
Isn't that kind of, I don't like Napoleon, but.
I wonder if that's going to be on the menu at any restaurant pretty soon.
4,500 eggs?
Wow.
I don't think so, unless they know you're coming.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
What was that in the town of what?
Did you know that in Brazil, besides being crazy about football, there's a crazy tradition of they're crazy about football.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yeah, and there's a crazy tradition of creating straw dolls
okay.
to represent Judas, the apostle known for betraying Christ, and hanging them in the streets and beating them up. And many times politicians involved in scandals become Judas.
Boy, that sounds like a wonderful tradition, and I'd love to go to, was that Brazil?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to go there on Easter time. That's got to be fun for the whole family.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's kind of like a piñata at a kid's birthday party.
Ah, there you go. Okay.
Exactly. But you get goodies at the party.
This would just get straw.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer.
Okay. Did you know that in Seville, Spain?
No, I did not know.
One of the biggest Easter
I don't even know what you said yet.
One of the Easter celebrations, the biggest ones.
The biggest one, okay.
Takes place in Seville, where 52 different religious brotherhoods parade through the streets, manifesting the crucifixion, with thousands watching the daily processions of marching bands and decorated candlelit floats heaving with Baroque statues illustrating the Easter story.
52 different religious?
Yeah, I didn't know that there were 52 religions ever.
Wow. And they're all depicting the crucifixion? Boy, this is another up practice. My gosh.
Yeah. You know, and all we have is the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
I know. Did you know that Easter in Sweden sounds a lot like Halloween to me, with the children dressing up as Easter witches, wearing long skirts, colorful headscarves, and painted red cheeks, and go from home to home in their neighborhoods, trading paintings and drawings in the hope of receiving treats and sweets.
That sounds just like Halloween.
Doesn't it?
Except with a bunch of kids with clown faces on, which would scare the heck out of me.
And headscarves, they're being nice. They're babushkas.
Babushkas.
Exactly. Babushkas.
So they dress up as clowns with babushkas?
They're supposed to be witches.
Same thing. That would scare the heck out of me.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
The Easter Bunny's looking pretty good about now.
Exactly. All you got to pick up is jelly beans.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Did you know that in Corfu, Greece, the traditional pot throwing takes place on the morning of Holy Saturday? People throw pots, pans, and other earthenware out of their windows, smashing them on the street. Some say the custom of throwing of pots welcomes spring, symbolizing the new crops that will be gathered in new pots. Others say it derives from the Venetians, who on New Year's Day used to throw out all of their old items.
Wow.
Greece.
That's a pretty violent holiday.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Okay, let's see. We have the Czech Republic.
Oh, boy.
On Easter Monday, there's a tradition in which men spank women with handmade whips made of willow and decorated with ribbons.
What is going on?
I don't know. I don't want to be spanked on Easter. According to legend, the willow is the first tree to bloom in the spring, so the branches are supposed to transfer the tree's vitality and fertility to the women.
I can't picture that catching on over here. I just can't picture. What a violent holiday.
Yeah.
All I know is Easter, little Easter bunny and little Easter eggs and chocolate-covered eggs. And there, other parts of the world, they're beating up everybody and throwing pots out the window.
I know. I don't know. Florence, Italy.
Florence, Italy.
A huge decorated wagon is dragged through the streets by white oxen until it reaches the cathedral. And when Gloria is sung inside the cathedral, Archbishop sends a dove-shaped rocket into the cart, igniting a large fireworks display.
What could possibly...
Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A.
Oh, they play that song?
Yeah. What could... Well, they said when Gloria is sung.
What could possibly go wrong with that?
Exactly. And with that, I'm going to end this segment of... Easter in the world.
Hop away.
Leaving jelly beans.
Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww, well, that's our show for today then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
Baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But I just want to be your teddy bear.